We go very quick. Okay, we show you very quick. There are five things that I said about a kelev shaiter. A dog has rabies. A kelev shaiter. Number one is piv pasuach. Piv pasuach, his mouth is opened. Number two, veriroi naitef, it's dripping with saliva. Number three is the oznav seruchis, its ears are drooping. Number four, uznavai munach al direi chaisav, its tail is resting upon its legs. Instead of the tail hanging, is wagging out erect behind its body, it's drooping on its legs. And number five, umahalech bitzidei drachim, it walks on the side of the road. So what's the significance? These simanim indicate that the dog is a kelev shaita, which means stay far away. The Gemara now, kelev shaita either means that it has a demon, it's possessed by a ruach ra, or it means it's sick, has rabies.
What does it have to do with this masechta?
The Gemara, I don't know, the Gemara went on a tangent. The Gemara before, the previous Gemara was talking about Kidar. You know, the whole Gant Zachar, the whole sugi of the Gemara went on a tangent. I don't know the answer.
Okay.
So the movie here is saying is that here you have here you have to be able to identify the simanim mufakim. What is the kelev shaita? And the point is the kelev shaita is very dangerous. It's very dangerous. You have to stay away from it. And the Gemara is going to say in a few moments. What is the kelev shaita? Either it's sick, it has a disease, and the person should not come near because it will get bitten, or maybe even if the animal, you know, a virus that's transmitted from an animal to a human being is very dangerous, as we know. Or it's the animal is possessed by shadim, the shindalits, whatever they're called. So male, stay away from this dog. Otherwise, dog is man's best friend. It says in the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim, every member of Klal Yisrael had a dog. When they left Mitzrayim, when they came to Kriyas Yamsuf, it says in the Medrash, after the Yam spit out the Egyptians, every member of Klal Yisrael came with their dog to the Yam, to the dead body, and they found their master, and their dog bit its claws into the neck.
Yeah, that's what it says in
the drawing. Yeah, so that means that everyone in Klal Yisrael had a dog. Everyone had a dog. Can you imagine? Why would you want to have a dog? You want to clean up after a dog? I wouldn't want to clean up after a dog.
So, dogs,
that's what it says.
Best friend, that's an old pet. Mm-hmm. That's something that people had for many years, for centuries,
yes,
millennia.
Yes, dog is a shamish.
Someone told me. No, something that his wife, he had bliss, and suddenly she went berserk. He went to Abba Makobo, and he says she's possessed by a ruach ra.
Scary.
Yeah.
These are the simanim of Hakim. The Yeshem, some say after vechvein kol nishma, another simon that it's a scale of shaita is that if the dog barks and no sound comes out. The dog goes through the motion of barking, but nothing comes out. It's a simon that it's a we might have a. Now, frankly, how does a dog become a kelev of shaita? From where does it get either the disease?
Is that applicable today in our times?
Well, if you say it's the animal is sick, then I would say yes. But if it's a ruach ra, so we have a masur that the ruach ra came to an end. That these koyches of shadim, I don't know. We don't hear about it anymore today. You hear about ruach ra today. I mean, obviously, there are exceptions there, zachit, but derech klal, it's not prevalent to see shadim and ruach ra. You don't. The Rambam says the Rambam says these cease to exist. They don't exist. Period. He says. So the Rambam, that's really 700 years ago.
Oh,
the Rambam
it's an
said,
allegory. It's a mushroom.
Right. So this, how could the old Mepharshim say?
Yeah, they
can't be. So
the
answer the Rambam, what the Rambam means to say is that mikanu lahaba, there's what to learn from it. It definitely existed, but in our times, these koyches were not on a madrega that we even deserve it. Zelumazeh, when there is koyches of kedusha, Zelumazeh, there are koyches of tuma.
Although I've heard even.
Okay, so they're
heard the center people have seen.
I don't know. Could be. I have no idea. But derech klal, you don't hear it can. You don't hear it.
Even in ancient times, it was very common.
Yeah, that's what it seems.
People have seen
it. It was very, very common, it seems. But certainly today, you don't hear. The average person doesn't hear of these things.
Because the you mean the more
zelumazeh. Right, there's always a balance.
Mm-hmm.
So vaitus, and then we might have is now how does it come about? So the Gemara says one of two ways: Rav Amar Noshim Kashfonios Mesachakos Boy, witches, a witch There are women out there that are begeder witches. That still exists today, you know?
What is Psachnus boy? They
joke with it. They play with it. They make jokes. Rashi. Marois boy kishvehem lishoik. They demonstrate their witchcraft.
Through laughter?
No. To play with the dog. They want entertainment. Did you ever watch the television show Bewitched? You have no idea what I'm talking about. I was sure probably knows what I'm talking about. Bewitched? There was woman.
Yeah, yeah.
She twitched her. That's a witch. Yeah. It says a witch. That's how to make a killer. That's a killer of shaita.
So today there's nothing. There's no sort of this thing. Sorcery.
Chlesnish, I don't know. I never saw and heard about it in Flatbush.
I was told in India.
Maybe in Bar Park.
I was told in India in those places they still have.
Maybe Bar Park, not Flatbush. I don't think Flatbush on a Madre that were Roy.
Next.
To have the Kedusha that would have the Zelumazet.
Next.
So the Noshim Kashvonios, witches. Misacha Koispo, they demonstrate, they practice their witchcraft on the dog, and the dog goes Meshuggah. Shmuel says, Ruach Rashara Lov, Shmuel says that a evil spirit descends upon it. My Benayu, Ike Benayu, Lemitle, to kill it, Lemitle Bedavar HaNizrak. In other words, when you kill the Kel of Shaita, can you touch it? Can you touch the Kel when you kill it? So if you go learn that it's because of the Noshim Kashvonios, the witches, and the Misacha Koispo. Now, you have to be a Baki Muflug and understand the Chiluk with the Kirchas to Kirchas Ara. But it seems that the Noshim Kashvonios Misachosbo does not pose a danger to touching the dog. If a woman who is a witch, she puts a spell on the dog, and then you come along and you touch the dog, nothing's going to happen to you when you kill the dog. Because the witchcraft is Sheker, it's Kazov, and it doesn't leave any residual Kirchas of Tumah.
As opposed
dog,
to Ruach Ra,
there's a real Zach. It's a Shindalit. There's an Ebishta.
And it might rub off on you.
On you, right.
So therefore, you have to kill it
from far. Don't touch it. Ika b'nayel l'miktele b'davach ha'nizrak. Tanya chavasei d'shmuel. Shmuel was the one that says, so Ruach Ra, Mela, don't go near it. Stay, kill it from a distance. Tanya chavasei d'shmuel, kisho harginesa ha'yin harginesa l'b'davach ha'nizrak, the nizrak, period. The chayif bay mistaken. If a person rubs against it, walking in the street, and
rubs
you rub
against,
a dog that has a shkel of shaita, has these five simonim or these 5/6 simonim, and you rub against the dog, mistaken, it's a sakana. Go to a mukubal. Gotta go to a mukubal to get rid of the ruach ra. The nachisle. Let's say the dog bites. Rachman will listen. The dog bites the person. Moyes, the person will die. There's no solution. Let's say the person he's not bitten, but the dog rubs against him. So my takande, what's the solution? What is the refuah? The Gemara says nishlach money. Take off your clothing. Vinirhat and run. Vinirhit and run. Run for your life. Even in the middle of the street, even in the middle
noon,
of the
noon, he runs noon.
Yeah, that's what it says. No clothing. What's the pshat? The bezioinos is what is mechay the person, is what gives a person a lease on life. There was a mice with the Baba Sali. The three bachim went into the Baba Sali, and Baba Sali, he looked at the three bachim and he pointed to one bacha, and he was megale all his averus, was mevaze him like you can't imagine, and the bacha turned white, and they left. So see, a true story. They went back. And then on the way back, there was a car accident, and the other two that he did not speak to, they were killed in the car accident. So eventually, this bacha went back to the Baba Sali. Baba Sali said, "When you walked in, I saw the Malach HaMavis with all three of you. All three of you were meant to die. I wanted to save you. I couldn't. I couldn't save all three. I was only able to save one of you. I saved you. How did I save you? I was mevazi you." He turned white.
He couldn't be involved with all three of them?
It seems not. It seems he didn't have a koyach. Listen, these stories are way over my head. And this one, he decided how would he be mevaz him. He turned white. When I was mevaz, you were already dead. In the eyes of the Malach HaMavis, you were already dead. So maybe he had nothing to do with you. So Zel Bazach over here. I read this. I heard this story many, many years ago, like 100 years ago. Before I was born, I heard this story. And so the Zil Bazach over here, the person, what's the solution? So you'll say, Al derech Kabbalah, take off the clothing, on the clothing there's a Ruach Ra. I'm telling you, Pshat, Shot is
when he says he rubs against.
If the door.
No,
but
I know
he
comes
against,
when he rubs it on the skin or on the clothing.
I don't know.
Okay,
I don't
next.
Know. Take off the clothing. I'm telling you, you'll see up your Kabbalah, there's a Ruachra on the clothing. I'm telling you, there's shot. By taking off your clothing in the middle of this and walking around the clothing, the Bzioinois, Azoigrois, the whole turn white, and the male of the Malach HaMavis has no Shlita. Rav Huna Bar, Rav Yeshua, Oma, Achof Bey, Rav Huna Bar, Rav Yeshua, Chaf Bey, Chav, now you know, so I saw the Shabbos, it was a guy, a little sugar, this guy, he was in Shul, he was, he just mevazed someone. He's like, the guy's a little senile, I think, in his 90s. And the guy who was Mavaja stood and he took the whole Bezionis. He was lashing into him. Lashing, and the guy just stood there and listened. Listened. Isn't that amazing? Nee. She'll get a brach from him.
I know.
She'll go run get a brach from that guy. Right.
Nee.
Rav Huna, Berei Dev Yeshua, Chaf Bei Chai Menai B'Shuka, there was a Maitre Shehoye, Bein Seraf.
That he...
A Kelev Shoyte. One of those...
he rubbed into...
A Kelev Shoyte is Gematria Balabayas.
So he rubbed into one of his... to one of his thighs?
So in the market, B'Shuk in the market. Chaf Bei Chai Menai B'Shuk in the market.
What is Chaf Bei Chai Menai?
A dog, one of the dogs. One of these
what
dogs.
Rub?
Chaf means to rub. One of the dogs rubbed against this person B'Shuk
in the market.
Shalchin L'Money. So what did Rav Huna Bar Dev Yeshua do?
He took
off his clothing. V'Rod, and he ran. Omar, he said, you see, it's only because I went to the Daf Yomi, Daf Pedaled it. I went on Sunday, July 4th. I went to the Daf Yomi. I learned the halacha. Kiyamti be'atzmi hachochmot chayeh be'olecha. Wisdom.
He
wisdom.
Said to
I don't know what to do. The dog rubbed against me because I know the chochmo. Hachochmo, wisdom, it's a pasuk in Koheles. Techayeh be'olecha gives life to the one who possesses it. If you possess wisdom, you have life. Mm-hmm. The Pshut HaShol Mikra means that if your mind is occupied, if your mind is occupied, it gives you chiyas. Here he's saying another pshat, he's saying, because I learned Torah, I learned the solution to my problem. Mm-hmm. Had I not gone to the Daf Yomi and learned this principle, that if a dog or kelev shayta rubs against you, you should take off your clothing and walk around with any clothing and mavaz yourself, I would not know what to do, I would have been dead. So because I went to the Daf Yomi and I was zoicha to sit in the tzeler of Shul Zev Lobel, I learned the Daf Yomi. Memel, I knew hachochma techaye be'olecha. I knew what to do to save myself. Vaita. Next halacha. The noches le. We literally let's say the dog bites. The dog has teeth and the dog bites. So over here, moist. The guy is going to die. The guy is going to die. Maita kante. So the movie here says there's still a solution. Afilu cheref chada munachas al tzavoreish shel adam al yisayish na poranus. There's always hope. There's always hope, Rabbi Shol Zev. There's always hope. What should he do? Amar Abaya. Neisei mashcha de apa dichra. He should take a mashcha. What's the mashcha? Mashcha, I forgot this word. Mashcha de apa hu hatzavua. A hide, a leather that's dyed, a color. They painted it. Okay, mice. I lost the place there. 1 second over here. He should take
from a male animal.
V'nichtav alein. He should write upon this mashcha, this piece of leather, from a male ram. V'nichtav alei ano I planya bar plan nisa. So and so, the son of my mother, a mashcha diapa dichra on the hide of a ram that has been painted. Kosivna aloch. I've written upon you. Kinte kilirois. It's a chant. It's some type of. These words don't mean anything. These are just special, like a kamea. Okay, you know anyone today make kameas today that work? You know I'm a good kamea guy. I could look for a good.
Also, the Maril says all the sgulas that the Gemara mentions don't help.
No more.
Except for one.
Yeah, which one?
When a bone gets stuck in your throat.
That one still works.
You know what I'm talking about? Vague, you say it's that still applies.
Okay, but this, okay, wait. This
Maril, famous Maril. Okay.
These are Sisrei Torah. Sisrei Torah. And the Munap Shoot, everything the word says MS, and whatever reason, we don't know what these things are. This is the chant. He writes, Kinte Kiliris. The Armula, some say, Kande Kiliris. Or, and Koko Hashem Tzvokos, Omen Tzela. See, maybe that's the Makar people say, Omen Tzela Voed. Okay, so they see over here. And certainly, there's no doubt, you go to the Ben Yahayadu, you'll find a Hezbel, you'll find a Hezbel, what these things mean. Venish Lechinu Lemon, what else should he do? Now, besides making this takana, we're writing this amulet. besides
when he gets bit,
he should also, when he gets bit, besides riding this animal, he also has to take off his clothing.
Remove his clothing.
And Bekivre, he has to take off and bury them in the cemetery. Oh, but let's say it's July 4th and the cemetery is closed. Sakana, what are you going to do then? Mm-hmm. He's not going to be able to go the whole day. The cemetery is closed. How is he going to be able to go save his own life? Yeah. It's bad enough the dead have to wait. Here, the living have to wait. Bekivre. He has to bury them for 12 months. Mm-hmm. Then after 12 months, he goes back to the cemetery. He shall dig it up. Dig up the clothing.
Burn
the fire. And you shall disperse the ashes on the crossroads. Mm-hmm. Okay? He has to go do to the clothing. He has to do cremation. Cremation on the clothing and disperse, not on the seven seas, but on the parasha asterachim, the BQE, right where it goes into the crossroads.
Yeah.
Now, we're not finished yet. During these 12 months when he drinks water, only in a tube made from a tube of copper. So if you ever see these guys, they have these copper water bottles, you should know they were bitten by a dog, and it's what they
do. I've never seen that, really. You don't have containers.
But they, for 12 months, he has to drink water only, be goofed a tube of copper. Dilma, why? Chazei babua deshida v'listakim, because he may see the shadow of a shade, a shindalit. I'm shrilling talking.
Where does it say shadow? Just shadow.
Babua.
Well, it means
babua de shida.
Where do you find such a word like that? It means shadow, babua. Interesting. You should tell.
I have no clue. This is way.
If he doesn't drink water, then he might. Since he does not drink water in
a copper utensil, he may come in contact with. He may come in contact with the shadow of a shida.
What did Rav Shimon tell you?
Rav Shimon told me shindalit. You don't say a shade.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the shade is, you don't want to.
Why? Why?
Because you're giving you koyach.
But then there's no shade in today. So that's the thing.
Even though there's no shade in Zanaz, but it's the Messiah. Since once upon a time there was shade, that's the Beyofi of Klal Yisrael. You have to follow the Messiah. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to give it koyach, taikif. Mm-hmm. So you say shindalad. Bebuah the sheet of a shindalad. Velistakin. Frek the Gemara of Velistakin. Why is the shindal called shindalad? Because it's Hashem's name is Shin, Dalit, and then the letter Yud.
Yeah.
When you're not Shalim with the Eibishter, then that's Koich of Tumah.
Yeah.
The Eibishter created the Welt with Shakai.
Yeah.
Those who are trying to deny Hashem's Koich in the Welt, they're stopping short.
Like unfortunately, like we see clearly today.
Like Yashka.
No, Yashka's
half
today,
man, half God.
About politicians.
Those are Shindalit. What?
Doesn't believe in Hashem. Next.
For the stocking, it'll become a sakonic. He called the Abba bar Marta. Abba, the son of Marta. Who is Marta? It's not Miriam. Not Marta is another person.
Right, right.
What happened? Abba Marta. He was a holy person. The Abba Marta.
Who? Abba
Yumi.
He's more famous.
He's Abba Yumi. What? Avila Ime Gufta did the Hava. His mother made for him a
container of gold
that we said before. Copper. See, they knew about electricity. Gold is a better conductor of electricity than copper. You see that? The mamish is over here.
This has to do with electricity.
Because I'm just like, today all electricity is copper.
Yeah.
Why copper? It conducts electricity very well.
Conducts? What do you mean?
Electrons flow. Electrons, yes.
You could,
all the wires are copper.
What's the word?
Why copper? Because copper, the electrons flow freely. You're going to use any other metal that's going to be resistant. It's not going to flow freely.
Oh, that's the word. You could harness electricity through
not
copper?
Not harness. No. It's transmit.
Really?
To transmit.
With other metals you can?
You can, but it's not as efficient.
What about gold?
Gold is even better.
Really?
But it's too expensive. No, you have gold
you
wires.
You mean transmit?
Electricity. Where does the electricity come from?
I don't know.
Some power plant, right? Maybe nuclear power. So it has to go through wires.
It could come from a waterfall.
Wherever it comes from, but it comes from a power plant, and the electricity has to, the electrons, it has to flow through to get here. How is it going to get here?
Through metal.
So some metals some metals are better conductors of electricity, which means that there's less resistance.
But do you
resistance.
Have today conduct? Do you have made from gold?
No. No can afford
so
that.
It's usually copper.
Copper is ganz fine. It's good enough.
Really?
Only better than copper. Better than anything else. And it's the best. Copper is the best. The spitz.
Better than brass and all these things?
Everything is sold. Over here, you see, the Gemara advised copper. And his mother made for him a tube made from gold. Wait a minute, the Gemara said copper, okay. Not gold. How could she okay. deviate? Obviously, they understood the lumdus behind the copper. The lumdus behind the copper, for some reason, I don't know the reason. I don't know what I'm saying. But in today, if you would say this to someone today, they would right away say, oh yeah, because copper is a conductor of electricity. It's the gold standard of conducting electricity.
But gold
and
is
gold's
even better.
Really? No one would be ashamed to use
gold.
Yeah, of course. They won't be ashamed to use gold. They have like the tip. Sometimes
from gold, yeah.
They have gold, like not the connecting points. Because when you make the connection, that's where you have a lot of resistance. When you have the wire flowing, so it's not so important once you have copper. But when you make the connection, mm-hmm. you don't want there to be any resistance. Mm-hmm. When you make the connection, sometimes they have on the connectors. Mm-hmm. The connectors are made from you know, carat, was a 16 karat gold. They make it from gold because
low
it's,
gold, low amount of gold.
A low amount because you want the connection into the port. It should be stark. It should not have any resistance and not have any interference.
Very interesting. Okay.
Now we go to a naya sugi nay unfang mitten drin daf pedal the daf gemar.
Rabbi
Yochanan chosh bitzav dina. This was an illness. What is safdina? I have no idea.
Teeth, yeah? Look what Rashi says.
Let's see Rashi. Vozok the hill Rashi. Rashi, where's the Rashi? Let me see. I can't
Safdina,
Choyli Hashanayim. Vachanichim. The molars. The molars.
Molars are on the back.
Back, where it goes into, yeah, the molars. Umaschil bepeh, v'goyim b'imnayim, umasukim, this askara.
Where does it say askara here?
That's, I think, more later on is going to say this.
Really? It starts with the teeth?
Then it goes to the back teeth, then it goes down the throat.
Are you serious?
It goes down the throat.
And that's askara? Ay,
ay, ay. Askara is a very painful disease with basically the throat. The throat is an inflammation in the throat. The person chokes.
And then it goes into the intestine.
That's also.
The b'nai is intestine, no?
No, the b'nai. What is it over here? What is it?
So that's where it lands. That's where a person.
Choyli hashinayim v'hachanichim is a sickness of the teeth, and v'hachanichim is the chanich. Maybe it's the gums. What are the molars? I don't know. I don't know what these words are. We need an expert in the English language. Maybe. We have to ask Mrs. Lehman. She knows everything. The molars, I don't know what the word v'hachanichim are. Either means the gums or it means the back teeth.
Okay.
I made a mistake. It finishes the benim in the stomach. I guess it goes down the throat. We know today as a fact that tooth disease can cause, it is directly related to heart disease.
That's right.
And if you don't take care of your teeth, it can cause damage to the heart.
That's the reason why.
Yeah.
There are 32 teeth.
Lave, Gvald.
I told this to my dentist and Big Smile.
Wow, I didn't know that. I never made that connection. Right, because they talk us say that if you don't take care of your teeth, it can lead to heart disease.
Yeah,
by 32 teeth. But we had the whole show time with 32, 33. There's a Yid have 33 teeth. The Goy has 33 teeth.
Right.
Hake Yashinov, the Russian, the Haggadah. You're not a Yid. You're a Goy, you're not got the teeth, whatever, that's fine. I remember that the Yid has 33 teeth and the Goy has 32 teeth. And
you have to understand
teeth,
what that means.
Sounds like Pumfakar,
the Chavesh. The Metzias shows
that. The Metzias is only 32.
There's no spoke to dentist.
Right. Yeah, no such thing.
He's laughing at me. No difference.
No, but I read in a very reliable safe that it was a dentist that he says, no, it's not true. He said,
Yeah. You actually spoke to him?
No, I didn't speak to him. I read in a very reliable safe
that there is a difference?
A dentist that says he's seen it.
Really?
He's seen it, yeah.
Between a Yid and a Goy, that there is a difference?
I don't remember the details.
That's fascinating.
I remember.
You never told me this.
Today, L'Hadam.
One second.
L'Hadam.
This dentist was a Yid.
Yid.
And he said he did see a difference.
No, I saw both ways. I saw, you look in these Svarim, like these Likudim Svarim, they'll tell you these stories.
But he doesn't explain what the difference was.
I really don't
know.
Today, today you'll go to the medical school, they'll laugh you out.
I know.
Vaid in the Gemara. We believe what it says in Chazal much more.
You remember who that dentist was?
No. Weiter. Let's go weiter.
Next time you can find out where you read this. I like this. Next.
Rabbi Yochanan chosh bitzav dina. Ozel gaba dahu matra nunisa. So he went to the best.
He went to
the Matronisa. Matronisa means the surgeon general. Happened to be a woman this generation, but she probably was an African-American woman. She went to the Matronisa.
Rashi says,
a non-Jewish woman, a shiksa, but she was...
Matronisa? I thought Matronisa means like
a madam.
Right.
A madam.
Like a
Rebbetzin.
Right.
Madam president.
Right,
soon
right,
we're
right,
going
right.
to have Madam President Harris... Kamala Harris.
Please, next.
Wash will be much better than this guy.
Fun. Next.
Be much better than we're having now.
Okay, next. Nate.
Fine. So a matronista, they're going
to
call her, remember,
specialist.
They're going to call her madam. You're going to see, they call her madam president.
Hold on a sec. So he went to a specialist.
Matronista president. Matronista of them. She was the surgeon general.
Nate.
She was the mumcha. She knew everything.
Nate.
Fauci.
Nate.
She knew it all.
Of the lay
milsa, so she made a refuah. She made a potion. She went, come into my kitchen, I'll give you a ganta zach. She gave him a refuah. I don't take insurance though. So she charged
him. What is Chamshah on Thursday and Erev Shabbos?
So that's the murder gemara. This gemara is mamish. This gemara now is Ika Yisaitis of a culture, because my favorite daf. Because we're about to go learn right now. It's my favorite daf. We'll over here. So of the late Milsa Chamshah Umali Shabbata. She says antibiotics. This is the makar of antibiotics.
That what? She gave it that she antibiotics, for Thursday and Friday?
You have to take it every single day. In order for it to work, it has to build up to a momentum. So you have to go take it on Chamsha, on Wednesday. Umali
no,
Shabbasa.
Thursday.
What is Chamsha? Chamsha.
The fifth day.
Hayom Yom Chamishi B'Shabbas.
Thursday,
right. I don't even know what day of the week it is. It's Thursday. I'm sorry. What am I saying? I'm saying foolish things.
Only Thursday and Friday.
This antibiotic, like, so we have to take 10 days? Like, I love antibiotics.
Yeah.
Take 10 days, right?
Right. 10 days.
This, you only have to go take two the antibiotic.
Me.
Thursday, Umal Shabbata. Omar Lo. So then he said, what about Shabbos? Omar Lo B'Shabbos Mai. So Amar Lo, she says, this is the new and improved version. You see, in the old days, Letzlichus, the old version, you had to take taka 3 days in a row. This is new and improved. You don't need to take my medicine only on Shabbos, Letzlichus. Then, fine. So he gave her the medicine. He was very, very happy. So then he says to the doctor, listen, you know, you go on vacation, you go to the Catskills. What's going to be if it ever happens to me in the future? Let's say I'm going away now. If I ever get sick again, maybe you could write me, you can grab me a prescription for Al Ha'asid. Tell me, what are the ingredients? So I'll know in the future what to do in case I need the medicine. What? Tell me the ingredients. The secret,
if it ever happens again.
Tell me the secret formula, Coca-Cola. Okay, I'll tell you on one tonight.
But swear to me.
You swear to me. Ishtabali. The loy megalis. You don't even megala the site.
Ishtaba.
Now, he pulled the first one on her. Ishtabo, he made a shvua lelokod di Yisrael lo megalina. It's a very modern zach. I have no idea what this means. You make a shvua. I swear, he made a shvua. I'm not going to be megala to the ribbono shel olam. But what's the mashmois? But everyone else, I will be megala. I take a shvua that I will not be megala to the ribbono shel olam, the secret formula. So the mashmois is only to the ribbono shel olam I'm not going to be megala the site, but to everyone else.
But that's what the gemara says. For
yeah. Does that make any sense to you?
No.
Hashem automatically knows, right? So what is
Amnachim?
All I can tell you, the only thing I assume that comes to mind is like they say that Yenem is a tzaddik nistor. Even the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't know. So here he says, I'm in Megale, I'm in a Shvua, Le'elokod Yisrael Lo Megalina. So then what? Fine. So he made the shvua. He said these words to her. I take a shvua that I'm not going to reveal this to the Ribbono Shel Olam.
So nothing.
So she gave him this secret formula. Now you have to understand, she didn't take insurance. So when he got the medicine, he had to go pay out of pocket. Let's say $5,000 make believe. He now goes to the Beis Medrash and he gets up in the shir and the rabbi says, I want a public service announcement. Besides the shir, stick around, come to the shir, a public service announcement. Anyone that has this disease. This is the refuah. These are the ingredients.
Yeah,
all you gotta do is you're done. You're okay.
Yeah.
You're okay.
And the Gemara doesn't say.
So they all went. The ganze yeshiva, the talmidim.
Nothing
Russia. So Nafik went to Darsha Bepirka. He told the Velt in the Shir.
You mean Nafik went out?
He went out. Who's the Amar over here? Rabbi Yochanan. This is the Halak Rabbi Yochanan. The Mar the Asra the Eretz Yisrael. He lived 400 years. You know that they say they lived 400 years old.
Yeah.
So they say, Ari Chasyamim. That's what they say.
The one who
he made
who
his Talmud Yishalmi. He lived 400 years old, and he went and he was Megala the site of the ganze yeshivas, the whole yeshiva, everyone.
You heard. Reflect his brother-in-law.
Yeah. Yeah. Nafak darshel bepirka. And Rish Lashon married.
What do you mean? You mean he went out?
Nafak, he left the doctor's office. He left the doctor's office. He went to the Beis Medrash, and he gave a shiur. Dafyomi.
Okay.
Dafyomi. And at the end of the shiur, he says, "Rabbi, before we dive in Marv, I want to make a public service announcement. Anyone should know that if a person has this type of problem with his teeth and his molars and his throat, this is the medicine."
Let's see inside, yeah.
Novaki darsha bepirka in the shiur. The word pirka means in the shiur to the talmidim.
Yeah, yeah.
And then what happened? The Gan, there was on, they posted on social media. The Ganzeveld knew about it.
Nee.
So she was fuming mad.
Nee.
I this is my parnasa. I make nee, nee. I don't and so oh, it's a chil Hashem. It's a chil Hashem because v'ha ishtaba lo. He didn't take a shavua. He swore to the Matronisa. He swore that he's not. He swore to her. Yeah.
Nee.
So the Gemara says no, it's not a kasha. He didn't swear. He said he tricked her. He said, "I take a shvua lelokodi Yisrael loy migalina, halaamo Yisrael migalina." He says, "No, the shvua was I'm not going to migal to the Ribbono Shel Olam, but the implication
it's ridiculous.
Is
Hashem knows everything.
What?
It's ridiculous.
I don't know. I told you I don't know Pshat the Gemara, but the Mashmois is, but everyone else, I will be migala.
Yeah.
I will be migala.
Yeah.
Frek the Gemara vaygachil Hashem was a grois lechil Hashem because this Matronisa he tricked her. He tricked her.
Yeah.
Okay, so he tricked her. So it's the Chil Hashem.
Yeah.
So the Gemara says, the Megala maker. Now, this doesn't answer the Gemara's kash. The Gemara says that before he left the office, before he left the doctor's office, after she was Megala the side, he told her, "By the way, you should know that I'm going to tell everyone." When you see on social
the
media,
says that?
Yeah, the Megala Meikara, the Garila Meikara. Why? What he was megala? Now, what's going on over here? So it seems over here that there's a lot of mafarshim on this. Exactly what's going on behind this story, and basically it all comes back to the site in Ikesh Titapel. Lavan and Yaakov Avinu. Did Yaakov Avinu trick Lavan at the end of the day? All goes back to Lavan and Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov Ish Tom Yosef
Aholim. Yeah, he did.
Lavan, he tricked Yaakov.
Yeah,
he worked 7 years to marry
he
Leah.
He tricked her 100 times.
Gave him Rachel. Tricked him back. So what was the end? So the end was, you want to play games with me? I'm a brother to your father in Ramos. You want to be erlich with me? I'll be erlich with you. You want to start playing games with me? I'll outsmart you at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So Yaakov, with the sheep, with the gold, he put all the spotted, the speckled,
yeah.
he put the stick with the dots on it. They looked at the dots. They became, Yaakov was a rami. No? I mean, Teretz is in Ikesh Titapel. With a crook.
That's what it says, yeah.
With a crook, it's Zelbazach. This woman had no business charging him anything anyway. This whole thing was, I don't know the Pratim. Stam and the Farsh tell you all the more details about the story. But this Matronisa, she was a crook. She was a politician. So, you want to play games with me? I'm going to play games with you. I make a shul that I'm not going to be Megala to the Ribbono Shel Olam, but everyone else will be Megala. And he told him in advance, at the end, he told the Gan Tzach, "You're a crook. You're a cheater.
Where
you're a liar."
That
That's what it says what this Mepharshim says. That's the Mepharshim. I can't tell you where
okay.
I saw this, but this is the Pshat and the Gemara, the basic
Pshat. But it's
very
strange. It says,
the Gan Tzach,
she went out of, he left her, Drash Mepirka to give a Drash in learning.
He told the Olam, though, he told over the people in the
but
the
what
belt.
Is nothing? It goes
it's
together.
It's an expression. The Gemara says that Nafik Vidosh is an expression of the Shas.
That what?
Well, Israel Sholim, he can even probably tell you how many times in Gan Shas.
So what's the expression? Nafik Drash Mepirka.
Nafik, he left the office. He was there talking to the Matronisa.
Nay.
Nafak, he exited.
And Drash.
Exit sign. You see the exit signs?
And Drash.
The Dorash Mepirka. He went to the Bed Midrash.
Oh, I see, okay.
And he went on Zoom, and it was Megala. And then all the people started typing where they put on social media. Vita. My Avda. Now the Gemara is, okay, now that we know this, also tell me, what's the ingredients? Taka, we want to know. We need to know. Here we need to know.
Gemara says,
in the 21st century, if a person, Rachmana Litzlan, has this thing called Safdina. Safdina is Bigamatra Corona. COVID-19. So what's the refuah? My Avdalay. Amra Vachabre, the Rav Ami, it means mei sa'or. The liquid that oozes from yeast. From yeast, shemen zayis, olive oil.
You mix with olive oil?
Olive oil. First have yeast. Sar is Pesach. Shemen zayis is Chanukah. Umelach is, what holiday do we have salt? What holiday do we have salt? Think about it.
Nee.
When do we have salt? We have to know this. When do we have salt? I'll call carbon chatak of melach. When do we have sukkah? Though sukkah is mayim. Melach. We have a lot of korbanos, on Sukkos. So we have salt called korba al kol.
So you took all these three things. Melach, what did he do with it?
And you mix them together, and you swallow it.
Yeah, but it doesn't you say gargle. Here you mix it together.
That's posh. That's what it means. That's what it has to mean.
Okay.
Aviyem Amar Sor Gufe Shemen Zayis. No, he says Sor Gufe Shemen Zayis. Wait, what is it? Aviyem Amar Sor Gufe. What does this mean? I don't know what this means. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, let's find the Rashi. So that means we have to go now to go over here to the Masifta. Let's go to the videotape. Let's see if Vashteta under the Masifta. I have to find it 1 second. Here it is. He says, yeast itself, not the, that's what it means. Not from the Mesar. You see, the first Mandam says it was from the liquid.
Yeah.
The May. He deletes the word may, the soor itself, the yeast itself. Did you ever eat sourdough?
Sourdough bread, yeah.
Sourdough, no real sourdough. They don't sell anymore. They don't even make it. You have to go. It doesn't exist. Maybe you can buy it in pomegranates.
Yeah.
Today, the way you make bread today is with chemicals.
Yeah, I know.
It's no more. Who says, say we have even chametz? How could you say we have chametz with zman hazeh when everything is made, we don't even have yeast anymore? We don't even have real yeast. Everything says is artificial. We don't have cups. We don't have hair. We don't have yeast. Weiter in the Gemara. Weiter in the Gemara. Let's find the place over here. What's the place over here?
Rabbi Yaimer Sar Gifa Shemen Zayis Melach.
Shemen. So he says Shemen Zayis is Shem Sar Gufe, and then Shemen Zayis Melach. Next, Shagamar of Ash Yamar. Mishcha the Gadfa the Avza, the oil of the godfather, the arms of the wing of a goose. Did you ever taste that?
Yeah.
You know what a goose is? I never saw a goose my whole life. To me, I don't know the difference between a goose and a hippopotamus.
Yeah.
But supposedly there's a difference between the two. And you take a goose, and the goose has wings. Does a goose fly? I don't think goose fly, they fly. Make-believe wings, fake news. And you squeeze out oil from under the wings of a goose, and you're in business, and you eat that, you gargle it, and you're done, you have a refuah shleima.
Rashi says a little differently.
Let's see Rashi.
Let's see the Rashi.
Shuman, moach, etz. Oh, you're right, I made a mistake. Not totally. Shuman is the fat, moach is the marrow. Of an etzem katan shebroish kanafa oif. And the tip of the wing of a bird, shukan, they call kneel. No bird called kneel? I don't know. Soch oisa al tzedav, you go and you smear it on your tzedav, which means on your temple, on your head. And somehow through your head, maybe it means the sides of your payas, the sides of your head. I'm not sure what that means. It means the sides of your head. And automatically that's going to seep into your body, and it's going to bring about a refuah shalema. Vex. Amina Baba. He says, I tried everything. I tried all the remedies. All of the remedies listed above. I tried the Mesa'ar with the Shemen Zayis, and I tried the Sarkuf, and I tried the Mishra of the bird. And guess what? I'm still not feeling well. Ad Amali Yahu Taya, an Arab. You see, sometimes the Arabs, they know things. The Ataya, they told me what to do. Everyone has a purpose in this world. Even the Thai has a purpose in this world. I see Kashyosa Dezesa, the pits of olives, Delemolu Tilsa, that has not grown 1/3 its growth. It's premature. It's immature. The Kalinu Binura, burn it in fire. And you do that Amora Chadita, on a gallbladder. Amora Chadita, on a new gallbladder, Rashi.
You should burn it?
Burn on top of it. Okay,
what does Amara mean?
Amara means a gallbladder. Maybe I'm making. No. It means a shovel. It means a shovel. I'm sorry. Metal. A shovel. Go to Ace. You ever go to a hardware store? You go buy a new shovel. Metal. Somehow the properties of metal, there's some type of chemical in that metal that's going to be beneficial to this process. Nachmal. You go and you get Nachmal. It's Murray de Gazach over here. I'm telling you, every word over here is mole soides. Soides, the pit of an olive that has not grown 1/3 of its maturity. You burn it in fire upon a brand new shovel that you purchase.
How do you know shovel?
Mora means a shovel. Aramaic.
Okay.
Aramaic word. Mor means a shovel. Chadatam.
So what does Rashi say here?
Go to Ace.
Amar chadash.
A shovel. A nuch shovel. Chadatam means chadash.
Mar means a shovel.
Yes. A new. Yes. 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 That's okay. What it means. It means almar chadash. Yes. It's called a shovel. I'll even prove to you. Go look over here. What it says over here. What it says over here in the Masifta. In the Masifta, it says over here. Al klei chafira, a utensil used for digging. Okay, it's a shovel. The adbik dikhove diraya, and have it stick it to the teeth, to the gums.
After it's been burnt.
After you did this technique, you take the ash, and you go and you attach it to the rows of teeth. The kachay dore. Dore means the row. To the rows of teeth. Can you attach to your teeth? And you do this of the hachi. So Abaye listened to the advice of the Taya.
And he was cured.
And the itzai, and it was cured. Unbelievable Gemara, okay? It's obviously, this dvarim, the floim, the menumasi, the refuas, all the problems we have today. If only we knew what it really means over here, we have the solution to all the problems. Okay, here in the Chazal, obviously, you hid. They hid in these things. Grace Zachen. Me my hava. Now the Rebbe wants to know, how does the person get this disease? Where does it come? What is the makar?
Yeah.
Where did it come from? This disease, my hava. The Gemara says, Michamime, chamime techite. When a person eats very hot wheat, a person goes and he bakes bread. You do not let the bread cool off. You have to let the bread cool off. If you do not let the bread cool off, there is some toxins. Mm. In the process of baking bread, putting the bread in the oven, the bread gives off some things that are very dangerous.
Right.
And that those things that are dangerous are not neutralized until the bread cools down to the regular. So while the bread is still hot, it's a sakana, and it can cause a person to contract this disease called safdana, whatever it's called.
They say even till today, they say it's not so healthy to eat
hot bread
out of
the oven.
Yeah.
It's Mamash the Gemara. The Ferish the Gemara. That's what Mamash says. Mamash explicit. Hafeichba, hafeichba, the kulaba. It comes from Michamimi, the Chamimi, the Chite. And what else? Umishiure kosa de harsana. Fish hash. You know what a hashtag is?
No.
A hashtag. If you play with, you go on WhatsApp too many times. And
he
you
says
have
fried fish.
Hash.
So with
the leftover. Kosa de harsana. Kasad Asana means it's a certain type of dish they would dip their bread in. It's
fish that was fried with
let's see,
flour
dogim mitugonim, that are fried in hakemach b'shemen shalchem in flour with their own oil. Okay, fish that have been
the
fried.
The oil of the fish?
It's a dish. They would make, some of the Amorim would make this for Shabbos. L'chavoyit Shabbos, they would make this fish. They take fish. And you fry it in its own oil, and you add some flour.
So what is mishure, the leftover?
The leftovers, like mitzvah shabbos shovel of a laila, you let it sit overnight. It's only kedai to eat fresh fish hash. That's what it's called, fish hash.
But
you leave them, so in other words, and the Chazal said they made this bedavka for Shabbos. This was one of the machon.
And that's dangerous?
So if you leave it over until Sunday morning, don't eat the leftovers for Shabbos Sunday morning.
That's what
La Malka. La Malka, it's not overnight. But if you eat it Sunday morning, it's
a sakana. Sure means you eat the leftovers.
The leftovers of the kosa of the harsana, that's no good. Umay simone. Now, how does a person know? What are the symptoms? What are the symptoms that the person is coming down with this disease called tzafdina?
Yeah.
The Gemara says, Kadrami midi b'kache, v'osa dama mibei dur. A person, he puts something on his teeth, and he chews, and blood comes forth. So if the gums have become so sensitive where there is blood coming forth, when he puts food on his teeth, that means he better go to the doctor.
You mean anything that he eats, it starts bleeding?
I don't know really. Look, Rashi. I really don't know. It's not so clear what all these things mean. Rashi says kishenoisin klum, anything, v'shinov on his teeth, zov hadam mishuras shinov. Blood flows from the row of teeth, from the gums. Okay, so that means that he's coming down with this disease, and he must employ one of these flooding.
By the way, when he says leftovers, I'm not talking leftovers from Shabbos. Anything.
I made that shelter. I know.
Yeah, anything because that's the left overnight.
Because the Gemara, no, not anything. It says over the daf of Kosa the Harsana. And the Gemara
overnight.
If a purist needs from the leftover,
could be
left
Sunday, could be
Tuesday, could be Wednesday. I just made this shtetl because since the Gemara Taka says that cause of the harsana was a machal they made for Shabbos.
Yeah.
Okay, and the Gemara told that the Amoraim themselves they went to the mechabed Shabbos by making the cause of the harsana.
It says the same machal, yeah.
Yeah, that's what we talked about. The Gemara talks about all the different Amoraim they did harsana for Shabbos. Ash. Yeah, it's called in English. I think it's called fish hash in English.
Next.
Whatever that word means. Fine. Vaita. So if you want to go sit over here, that means only when it comes to Shabbos, don't, you have to chop it on Shabbos. If you think you're going to go after Shabbos, next Gemara, let me find the place. I always leave the place over here.
Rabbi Yochanan.
1 second. Give me 1 second to find the place. I'm not so swift. Fine. So I make sure we have, is our Rebbe still on? Still present? Rebbe Sholim and Shlita, are you still with us?
Nee.
Gevald. Oh, he's in shul.
Rabbi Yochanan Kichosh.
He's in shul. The two of them.
Rabbi Yochanan.
Unbelievable. Rabbi Yochanan Kichosh Bitsaf Din Bitsafidna. Notice it's the same as the daf. Bitsafadina.
Nee.
Pei Dalet. Just like the daf.
Nee.
Is that amazing?
Nee.
What's the chance of that happening?
Someone is.
Ovar Hochi Bishabbat. He sees Taka Shabbos. Kichosh b'tzafadino. Over Hachim b'Shabbat, he did on Shabbos the itz and he was healed. Frek the Gemara, you now do a refu on Shabbos.
Right.
Terrible. Rabbi Yochanan hechi over Hachim. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak shani tzafadino hoyil umaschil b'peh v'goyim b'rimayim pikuach nefesh. Pikuach nefesh. This can cause a person to die. Rashi says shani command over Rabbi Yochanan losses sam b'Shabbos. Mishol choyli hashinayim dekamalei I mitz matzrich namai. The Gemara says because chilz bikuch nefesh. Fine. Amal elchia bar abel Rabbi Yochanan keman krad masya ben chorosh de amar hachayish v'piv matilin lois sam b'shabes. The person has a pain in his mouth. It's sakonis nefashos matilin lois sam b'shabes. Amar lei. So he said to him. Now he wants to say over here kasha. The only one that says this is a Das Yochid. He didn't like what Rabbi Yochanan was. Rabbi Yochanan took this medicine on Shabbos. So they said to him, Rabbi Masya, so Rabbi Chiba Rabbis saw Rabbi Yochanan taking the medicine on Shabbos. So he said, Rabbi Yochanan, what are you doing? Shabbos. How can you take medicine on Shabbos? So he says, this is a Sakona. So he said back to him, it's a Das Yochid. Only Rav Masya ben Chodosh holds that it's a sakana. But the Chachamim, the Rabbi Chodosh, hold it's not a sakana. So therefore, what are you doing? Kiman, Rav Masya ben Chodosh, the Yama Achayishish b'fiv matilin leitzam b'Shabbos, but the Rabban Nachaylik, Amalei Shani, Oimer, b'zuv v'loi b'acheres. I hold that, no, the Rabbanon agrees to the Rabbanon. It's not what he means. When Masya ben Chodosh says that you can do it, he's coming to be chilek on the chachamim for other refuahs. Mm-hmm. But this, he admits to, everyone admits this is a sakana. Mm-hmm. Everyone admits. Mm-hmm. Now there are other cases, which I don't know what they are. There are other cases which the chachamim say are also a sakana. And along comes Masya ben Chodosh says, no, only this is a sakana. But the Chacham admits.
I got it.
Lema misayele mi shachaza yirokain. Jaundice. What's yirokain? We don't really know what all these things are. Rad choylesh upon of marikas. His kidneys are probably not working correctly. His face has turned green. Okay? Shaponov, choli, shaponov, marikos, his face has turned green, a greenish complexion. So that means there's something wrong with his health. So is he allowed to have a refu on Shabbos? So Yerokoin, Machil Noisa Bosa Chamor, you're allowed to feed him even treif of meat, donkey meat.
Yeah.
Why? So there must be some property that's in donkey meat which is a refu. Mish Nashre Kelev Shaita, we had the word before. Machil Noisa Mechatzer, this is the one we had on Shabbos. Machilin Oisa Mechatzer Kovich, though, you kill the dog and you feed the person the diaphragm of the dog. Now the shal over here is this.
Kavod
is,
means the liver, no?
No, the chotzer of the kavod. The kavod is the liver. What's next to the liver? The diaphragm. Why? So we learned on Shabbos machlekes. Is this something which is like kabbalistic zach? It's like a nichosh almost. It's some type of kabbalah thing, or is it like, you know, like it's a supernatural refuah, or is there some type of medicinal property that's found in the diaphragm of the dog that bit you that will heal you? The refuah is in the makkah.
So die from of a dog?
The dog that bit the person.
Oh, that dog. So you have to kill the dog.
You have to kill the dog, and then you have to go to the dog itself that bit the person. You have to go and take out its diaphragm. Yeah, yeah. You see, in this Gemara Merdeka Zach is that the refuah is always found in the makkah itself.
They say the same thing with a snake. The venom that goes into a snake.
In the snake itself, the Hashem was buried the refuah kind of the makkah. The makor of the refuah is in the makkah itself. My Moshe, the nechash hanachoshes, they were bitten by snakes. So what did Moshe do? He made the nechash hanachoshes and they raised it up high.
That was to look up to
right,
Shemayim,
but it's to show you that in the makkah itself, Hashem is buried the refuah kind of the makkah. It means it's not just stam, the refuah is out there. Within the makkah itself is the refuah.
Next.
The has pain in his peh. Matilin lo yisam b'shabbos. He can gargle. I'm assuming this to gargle this medicine. We can drink this medicine on Shabbos. Divrei Rav Masi ben Charash. V'chachamim oimrim be'elu
aimbim
shum refuah. V'chachamim say the word be'elu. These are not a refuah. Frakti, what does that mean? Be'elu mutei mai. What does it mean? Mai. Mai lav lamutei sam. Now here's the kasha. He looked at the chaz over here. We have three different things. It's a little bit confusing over here. We have to go back one step. To clarify what we're doing over here. Lay Messiah lay. The Raya is we have three different halachas. Okay, it's a little complicated. Three cases, and the Rabban are coming to discuss two.
Yeah.
Of A, B, C. Along come the Rabban be'elu. Elu means two of them. Which two are we referring to? A and B, or B and C, or maybe A and C. It's definitely not A and C. The two have to be back to back. Is it A and B or B and C? So that's going to be the kind. The Gemara in the Hanan is going to assume they're referring to B and C. Let's see something more. Lema misayle bring a raya that you're allowed that everyone agrees. Less man the polig, the chachamim admit that it's mutter, that it's not that you're allowed to do this on Shabbos. Because here we have A, B, and C. What's A? Mi shachaz yerokain. That's number one. Ma'achilin oisay basal chamar. Next. Mi shachozoi nachshoi kelef shaita. Ma'achil mosay michatzak avet shaloi. Now here's C. This is our case. Our case is C. You got it? The first case, nachamol. Mi shachozoi yirokoin. Okay, that's A.
Yeah.
So he can eat chamor. Case number two is mi shenachshoi kelef. That's two.
Yeah.
Now case number three is our case. That's our discussion. That's our daf. V'achoy shofiv matilim b'loy sam shabbos. Who says this? Divrei. Okay, so these things are mutter. Now the chachamim say not so fast. Be'elu. Elu means two. Elu means these. These means two, not three. You presented me with three halachas. I'm telling you that's a mistake. No three halachas. Only two halachas is it mutter. Be'elu ein bochem mishum refuah. So the Gemara, what do you mean be'elu? Be'elu amutei mai. My love, lamute sam. So you want to say it means A and B is not called a refuah, but C is going to be osur. C is forbidden.
Yeah.
The Gemara says loy when it says be'elu means B and C are going to be good. A is the one that's not going to be lamute my keys and dam. No, I made a mistake. It means A, B, C. Referring to case number four, I messed up. I messed up over here. I'm sorry. There's another case.
Go ahead. Thank you.